Billie Eilish and Kanye West. So apparently, Billie Eilish stopped her show recently, one of her concerts, because the fan needed an inhaler. And she said into the mic that she said, or the quote was, "I stop and wait for you to be okay before I continue." And yet, Kanye West, who's so fucking self-involved, who's so self-obsessed, such an egoist, such a narcissist, sociopathic fucking dickhead, thinks that she's talking about his buddy Travis Scott, who had all that Astral World shit that we talked about on Uwe Boll Raw. So he's trying to defend his buddy Travis Scott, who is married to one of the, what, Kardashians or Jenners or one of those fucking people. He's such a fucking loser. He's such a fucking loser, dude. She could have been talking about him, but in general, you know, not everything in the world, when somebody gets injured at a show, not everybody for all time is going to think about fucking Astral World. And I think that Travis Scott's ability to try and pretend that he's empathetic is him going to his handlers and saying, "Holy shit, what am I going to do? I didn't want this to happen. Oh no, everybody hates me. Well, we do this and we do this and we strategically do that and we set up a thing for the victims and blah 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 blah." You know, it's like maybe they should have fucking done something ahead of time. Maybe they depended too much on Live Nation to have their shit together. But you know, he goaded it because that was the MO for going to a Travis Scott concert. So he is to blame. He is to blame. And you know, by creating that, yo, all that brawling shit, if I got hit in the head with a glass at a Travis Scott concert, I'd be so happy because I'd be part of that cool brawling shit. So Kanye West, he always inserts himself. He's like fucking Donald Trump. He thinks everything revolves around him. Or he's like Chris Chan or something, where he thinks he's the player one. He thinks he's the central character. He thinks that everything revolves around his stupid fucking ass. He thinks that he represents culture and taste. He's a fucking sociopathic maniac. And supporting his fucking music, buying that shit, is, ugh, why the fuck would you want to praise and help somebody so fucking sick who represents so many yeah, he's free and he's honest, but he's a fucking tool. You know, freedom and all that shit, great. Having a voice, being a part of culture or whatever, but he's a fucking tool. That's the difference. People admire him because he has so much money and power and fame, but if he didn't have that shit, and he just who he was, who he had his this great personality that he has, Mr. fucking resting bitch face, I think that everybody would think he was a fucking loser. And I think that everyone needs to treat him like a loser, talk about him like a loser, because he doesn't deserve that praise. Those people who have these crowns on top of the social media pedestal, we can't fucking support them. We can talk about how disgusted we are with the fact that people idolize that, and then they think that that's something to aspire to. That if you have money, you can get away with doing anything or acting like a fucking asshole, and it's okay. Well, it's not fucking okay. I don't know. That's why he does this whole religious thing, is because he can be a fucking dick, but then he can go around and pretend that he's a martyr. He wants the best things. He's a manipulator. He tries to confuse you. I feel bad for Kim. Again, he's a manipulator. He's a liar. There you go. My two cents after reading Twitter and seeing fucking shit show. I could give a fuck less about Billie Eilish, honestly. I think she also has the resting bitch face. And I think that, you know, she's really lucky because her and her brother had such a bond that they were able to manufacture music that, I don't know, has taken on a life of its own. But, like, her MO of, like, you know, being bored or not wanting fame, I don't know. I don't know. This is, it's not my thing. She kind of just, if I was somebody like in that position, I don't know. I think that the I could care less to be here scowls that she gives is more like an act, a way of selling herself, that attitude. She doesn't give a shit. So I don't give a fuck about her either. But if I was to pick whose side I was on, I'd pick probably Billie Eilish. Because she probably wasn't, even if she was talking about Travis Scott, who gives a fuck? And more people should be talking about fucking Travis Scott. So that fucking culture of, yeah, let's fuck each other up at the show because it's fucking, that's what our God wants. That's what our celebrity idol God wants. Fuck what they want. We need to help each other. And stuff like that needs to be remembered. So doesn't happen again. Somebody's got to take the fall. Somebody's got to take the blame. It's not just culture. It's not just some random thing, some ghost out there. If you say shit, people are influenced by it, and it has results. It has actions. It has consequences. If you say something out there on the microphone, like me right now, I'm sure this has consequences, even if there's not that many people listening to it. You know, the point is, fucking Kanye's a bitch. And have a great day. Okay, so apparently, Madame Tussauds Wax Museum has a new wax figure of Zendaya. And there's a big controversy because people just don't know if it really looks like Zendaya. To which, oh, well, that's a huge controversy, right? To which I have to say, who the fuck is Zendaya anyway? Like, what the fuck? Like, come on. I think she plays Mary Jane in Spider-Man. I've never seen any of them. I think I'm probably the only fucking one. And because I haven't, I have no fucking clue who the fuck she is. So whether it looks like Zendaya or not is irrelevant because no one's gonna. Why would you put a wax figure in a museum of somebody who's like gonna have no career in 5 seconds anyway, dude? Here, let me. Let's look this up for fun. Let's look. So we're looking it up, and it would appear Zendaya. I will look on Wikipedia. That looks the most accurate, right? Let's take a look. Zendaya, Wikipedia, okay. Zendaya Marie Stormer Coleman, what a name, long name, is an American actress and singer. She was born in 1996, so 76, then 2000. She's like 29. She's received various accolades, including a Primetime Emmy Award, Satellite Award, and a Saturn Award. Ooh, okay. She's been active in the genres of R&B and pop. She's at Zendaya.com. Zendaya began her career as a child model and backup dancer. She had a breakthrough role on the Disney Channel sitcom, Shake It Up, which ran for 3 years. So, yeah, like we're supposed to fucking care about, I mean, dance. She was on the season 16 of Dancing with the Stars. She played the titular spy, Casey Cooper, in Casey Undercover.
So, like, most of her career is totally fucking forgettable garbage. If you were walking through a wax museum and you saw Zendaya's wax sculpture, would you know who the fuck it was? That's a good question. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna hit the wax museum in Vegas, man, and I'm gonna check out the Zendaya. I'll take some pictures with it too. Her film roles, okay, she was in The Greatest Showman from the makers of Dear Evan Hansen. And of course, she's in Spider-Man Homecoming. She's in Malcolm and Marie and Space Jam: A New Legacy. Oh, and she's in Dune, so she is in a good film after all. But I'd say like a good 90% of her career is total fuck garbage. So,
Just if you see the wax, if you see the wax thing of Zendaya, people are apparently fuming mad that it may or may not look like Zendaya. Fucking stupid. So it looks like Donald Trump has, he took 15 boxes of confidential communication presidential records with him to Mar-a-Lago here in Florida. So now there might be an investigation, although it's not very clear because there's a lot of stuff missing. No shit. And you know, the Republicans are shady. It's like the Trump spokesman said Trump's done nothing wrong. His response is totally distractionary and confusing. It's like he says the fake news machine, powered by anonymous and politically motivated sources, is running in overdrive this week, and the leftist media is complicit in spreading these lies. These reports are all missing one key component: evidence. No shit, it's missing evidence, because he destroyed it. So the problem with these guys is the problem that we have with people in general right now. And that is that they think it's not a crime unless I get caught. And they do everything they can to go around the system, to go around the rules. This whole idea of hacking shit, which is the dumbest term ever, because hacks are actually what, fucking with computers, not with McDonald's, just because you're using the McDonald's app and you figured out a new sandwich or something. People are constantly trying to go around the system. People are constantly not paying attention to the rules that, believe it or not, most of these rules are there for a reason. If you think that you can get away with it, chances are if you're going to get found out eventually. Now, Trump is not a smart dude. Trump is corrupt in the open and needs to be made an example of, because you can't be this outwardly corrupt for all to see and all to emulate and to worship. Everybody who's a Republican is living out their deepest wet dream jerk-off fantasies through Trump, because they all want to have no consequences to, you know, own the libs and all that other stupid shit, all that other divisive fucking nonsense. And you know what? Me saying this and calling this as it is not me feeding into the divisiveness. It's actually just saying it how it is. I know a lot of Republicans, and I have some who are my friends, and I will say right here and now that this path, this new Republican path, is a path of shame. I have no problem with the Republican Party and was never a huge fan of them, but I have no problem with them when they were at least working within the confines of the system, when they were able to say, okay, we got defeated in an election. Not everything's fake news, everything's a conspiracy, everything is rigged against us, and then use that bullshit as justifiable means to actually rig the system and then claim that that is fair game. There's no moral compass there unless they're dealing with their own. It's almost like a cult figure, it's a father figure, the father knows best. Do as I say, not as I do. And they're completely untrustworthy. So the repercussions on our society are going to be great because they want you to feel that pain right now. They want you to feel the pain and say, oh, it's the Democrats. It's all the Democrats. We'll fuck up everything. Blame it on the Democrats. So do us a favor, guys. Don't be like Trump, this fucking turd. And I hope that he gets put in jail. He's been fighting the government over these presidential documents since he's gotten out of office. Special committee investigating this thing from January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. Hopefully, will make him unable to run. We need to get back to some sense of order here in this country. The world is looking at us and laughing. And no, it's not because of Joe Biden. Joe Biden's task to clean up this mess amid this hostile environment is such a huge order, and you have to give the guy credit because he's trying. He's at least trying. And I'm not even super Mr. Huge Joe Biden fan. He's just better than the alternative. The alternative is us not knowing any real truth. And I think that's what I want, is that I want to know the truth. We all want to know the truth. We don't want someone to make the decisions for us or to try and trick us or lie to us so that we make fools of ourselves. That's what I feel is happening to a lot of the people on the far right side, is that they're making fools of themselves. They don't care. And they're doubling down. Republicans double down. They don't admit that they're wrong. They don't try to, find common ground. They double down and try to dominate and suppress. So, in Trump's statement about this situation, Trump has said that the media portrays a contentious back and forth with the National Archives and Records Administration. All that is false. And that it was a great honor to work with them. And they were all respectful to each other and all this other fucking. It's all prepared notes, guys. This isn't from his, like, natural demeanor. This isn't from the way that he would actually respond. It sounds pretty put together, in unlike the way that he normally would if he went right off the cuff. So don't be a sucker to believe, yes, it was a great honor and they were great gentlemen. You know how this guy is, and you know he doesn't talk like that. So he says the papers were given easily and without conflict and on a very friendly basis. Yeah. Okay. So let's try and not be suckers and be so naive to believe just about everything we want to believe is true, but is really processed through. Because, Trump talks about the fake news media. This is the fake news media that they want. They want you. They want to control the news media. That's why they hate journalists. They want to create a fake news media where everything is pro them. And anybody who isn't is kind of like he tries to make them seem as if they're illegitimate when they're not, just because they're naysaying and they make him look bad and they tell a story that he doesn't want people to know. If Trump had control over the news media, we wouldn't hear half the shit that's going on. So, I hope that the National Archives goes for the jugular or whoever the fuck is in charge of the fact that there were 15 Trump boxes at Mar-a-Lago in January of records. Because now all of the January 6th stuff is missing. And I think somebody needs to be held accountable. Of course, Trump is going to say, oh, it was an aide or something, but he probably secretly ordered it to be purged from these boxes specifically. So, and there's no evidence of this. I mean, he's not entirely stupid, but it's like it's so totally obvious what's happened. Without evidence, though, what can be done? We know what he's done. He needs to be fucking punished. End of story. And And Trump disputes news reports that he had papers and documents flushed down toilets at the White House. That's funny. I don't know, he's shady, and I would not trust somebody like that to run fucking the country. The Republicans are doubling down on this guy. This is their guy. This is who represents their party. Please, guys, you know, until the Republican Party restructures itself beyond this deep-seated corruption and Trump is ousted and this period is done with, until that happens, I cannot say vote for a Republican in fair faith. Until they get their shit together and get their moral compass back in check. They're too self-serving and they're liars. So let's give them some distancy. Let them sit in their failures and really take in that this is not the road to go down. That anti-democratic, trying to redistrict, trying to make it hard for people to vote. It's just so fucking sickening. And just because you think that your sports team or your party is going to come out on top doesn't mean that it's right. Because it could be you being oppressed next time. There needs to be balance. Like I say, then people need to just accept that other people are different among us, allow people to live their lives in dignity. Not demonize and polarize one another. Because the society just becomes really tense. People start to get hurt. Everybody hates each other. The feeling is just miserable. Let's get back to a place where we can fucking get along. I know that sounds so strange to say after I fucking ripped apart Republicans, but come on, guys. You guys, the Republicans out there, you're better than this. You shouldn't put up with this shit. The corruption in your party. You know, go the hard road. The hard road is always the hardest road taken. Stand for what's right. Try to reform your party away from all this fucking nonsense. Please, I beg you. Have a great day, guys. This is Gary Otto.